Chaucer and Boccaccio, page 51. Many critics believe that Chaucer took the structure of the Canterbury Tales from Boccaccio's Decameron, assembled in its definitive form between 1349 and 1351. Chaucer probably knew about the Decameron, though he never quotes it directly. It's also possible that Chaucer met Boccaccio when he was in Italy. However, there are some remarkable differences between the two works. In Boccaccio's Decameron, seven young ladies and three young men from Florence take refuge in a country villa to escape the plague. During this time, they entertain each other by telling tales in alternation. The isolation of the narrators and the stories they tell provide a form of escape from the situation outside, similar to a game. In contrast to the horror of the plague, the circle of young storytellers is pictured as a world of pleasure and inventiveness. Chaucer's pilgrims, on the other hand, are not escaping from anything. For them, storytelling functions more as a way of establishing convivial relationships through digression. Moreover, compared to Boccaccio's aristocratic storytellers, Chaucer's pilgrims form a much wider and more complex panorama of society, allowing him to give more variety to their voices and to the way they tell their tales.